Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily weekly outlook for November 4th. We are starting the day and the week lower in corn and wheat. Soybeans hanging on to a little bit of gain here. The market's obviously looking ahead to Friday's updated WASDE report, where we will see if the USDA makes adjustments to the yields and production for this year. Had a couple of private numbers come out last week affecting the market a bit today. So when Informer released their estimate, 168.6 for the corn versus the USDA's most recent number, 168.4 bushels per acre, so slightly higher. FC Stone came out a little more friendly there, 170 bushels per acre versus the USDA's 168.4. And that's got us trading down right now 3¾ cents, 385.5, putting in a low today of 385.25, last week's low at 382, an important level to hold heading into Friday. They're looking for harvest this afternoon to be 57% to 58% completed versus 77% on average in the corn. Inspections this morning continued to be weak, 275,000 metric tons versus 391,000 last week. They were expecting between 400 to 600. So even with these supply issues still outstanding, demand is an all too important part of this equation. Funds hanging short about 85,000 contracts in the corn. In the wheat, we've got December Chicago down 6 cents at 510. Kansas City is down 4 cents at 422. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 6¾ cents, 524.5. Markets kind of hugging around the 20-day moving averages there. We're below the 20-day in Chicago. That comes in at 512¾, and slightly above the 20-day in Kansas City. 420¾ there, holding at 422. Funds are long in Chicago, about 7,500 contracts, short about 30,000 in Kansas City. Inspections came in a week, 293,000 in the wheat versus 558 last week, and they were expecting between 5 and 700,000. So last Friday's rally, they're based on rumors that China might be looking at wheat here in the U.S., running out of a little bit of steam here, as it appears a lot of those China rumors do pretty quickly. Taking a look at the beans, we've got January beans now just trading steady on the day, 936¾. We've been unable to get back above the 20-day moving average in January beans the last week or so. That comes in at 941.5. We'll have to see if those 72,000 long contracts there with the managed funds continue to maintain their bullish position below that kind of semi-important technical level there. It'd be nice to see it get above there. Inspections came in pretty good, 1.48 million metric tons versus 1.58 last week, right near the high end of the range the market was expecting, between 850 and 1.5. Harvest this afternoon expected to be 76% to 77% completed versus 87% on average. Informer's number for the bean yield, 47 bushels per acre. That's versus the USDA's 46.9. FC Stone came in a little better, similar to the corn, 47.5 bushels per acre. That's 6 tenths of a bushel better than the USDA's most recent 46.9. Beans trying to hold on to positive territory today. Some of this support coming out of Malaysia, the palm oil there up 2% to 3%. That's on rising demand with limited capacity for higher supplies, but they're looking at higher biodiesel mandates from Indonesia and Malaysia. Also, crush margins in China a little bit better, so maybe that's supportive that they'd have a little bit more interest in beans at that point. China, late last week, over the weekend, saying an agreement in principle on phase one is looking real good. They're looking for a signing venue. I think Trump floated the idea of Iowa. We'll have to see if China wants to come all the way here and sign that on home turf. So again, markets may be drifting sideways, giving back a little bit as we head into Friday's report. Outside markets, you've got the dollar trading up 10 ticks, 97.15. Crude oil up 65 cents a barrel at 56.85. And you've got the stock market this morning trading a bit higher, up about 100 points. On the weather front, we've got some open weather over the next couple of weeks. Nice to be a little bit colder, so guys wouldn't have so much trouble in the fields there with that soft ground. But they expect to see some good progress made there. And in South America, some decreasing stressed areas in Argentina and Brazil over the short term as they get some needed rains. But long term, there are still some possibilities of problems. That's all we have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call at Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.